say that what the pastor has said is true.
我从小领受了神的道。
From my young youth, I have received the Lord's word.
我的父母很认真地教我和我的三个姐妹神的话语。
My parents educated us with truth, my three sisters and I.
其中一个就是我们今天所念的经文，这个以赛亚书四十章三十一节，我们要向鹰鸟。我不会中文，会这个英文。
One of the passages that they've been sharing with us is what we talk about here. It's like the eagles soaring on wings.
Yeah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
那等候耶和华的必不是羞愧，他们要像如鹰展翅上腾。他们行走却不困倦，他们啊，不会这样。
还有诗篇六十二篇第八节，
In Psalm 62 verse 8.
Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us.
你们就常常相信神，他是我们的避难所，他会给我们预备。
所以我很感谢神，叫让我的父母这样培养我。
So I thank God the parents had educated us with this truth.
我自己四岁的时候，知道我需要一个救主，知道耶稣为我被钉在十字架，复活了，我就接受了他作为我的救主。
When I was 4 years old, that I know that I need the Lord, so I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
成长的时候就发现我又需要他作为我的主，我要听从他，他要我怎么做，我就要怎么做。
As I grow older, I know that I still need him to be my Lord. I need to obey and listen to him.
我们都很熟悉神爱世人。我的父母很强调这个道理，同时让我们知道神不单是关心我们，他是关心全世界，要我们学习爱全世界的人。
Our parents know and emphasize on God so loved the world, so that we not only have to just love ourselves, but also need to spread the gospel to other people.
到了我十几岁的时候，神就让我知道，我也应该有这样的心，应该把我全身都给神，让他在世界随便什么地方都可以使用我。
As I'm in my teenager year, I realized that I also belong to God, and I was obedient. I want to be obedient to Him. Wherever He sent me, I will go.
中学毕业以后，我就离开了我父母家。去读书。
After I graduated from high school, I just left my home and then we went to study.
一大学毕业，我收到了我父母的电话。
After I graduated from college, I received a phone call from my parents.
其实我还没有正规的毕业，我就是读最后一年，在夏天的时候，他们就来了电话问我，你要不要去中国？
And actually, I have not graduated. It was my last year of college. They just asked me, "Do you want to go to China?"
本来我的计划就是去学习语言学，学习翻译圣经。
My initial plan was just to go there to learn the language so I can translate the Bible.
所以我就把原来的计划跟这个新的机会去中国教英语这两个对比，发现两个选择很像。都是到新的地方，要找新的朋友，很多一样的，都是为了同一个目标，都是为了荣耀神发光。那么最大的区别就是这个头一段时间读书的时间，就要是读书的话还会留在一个很多光的地方，要是去教英语的话就是在一个没有那么多的光的地方。我就觉得哇，这个决定很清楚。
My two initial plans really coincide a lot together. I was thinking to either go there and study the language or to go there as a missionary. And they are so similar. But then later on, I saw that if I go study, then it will be one situation. And if I don't go study, it will be another situation. So I thought that is very clear.
那么我89年去了中国，我到的时候因为我一点中文都不会， 而且我小时候看那个中文字，我觉得哎，人家怎么能够念这个东西？
So in 1989, I went to China. I thought I know the language, but then when I saw that, I just don't know how to read those Chinese characters.
那边有一个男孩子，他87年去了。
那边啊、there's a man who went there in 1987.
他是在路易斯安那州长大的。
And he grew up over there.
Louisiana.
Oh, he grew up in Louisiana.
他也是大学毕业，过了两年就去了。
And he went there after he graduated from college, two years after.
他的父母也是从小让他认识耶稣，而且支持他去中国。
His parents also let him lead him to Christ, when he was young, and also encouraged to go to China.
所以因为他比我早两年去了这个
so he went there 2 years ahead of me.
有一个共同朋友请他带我进去帮我找地方工作等等
We have a mutual friend that they took me in to find a job and the place to live and so on.
啊，我觉得他管理得很好
I thought that he did a good job.
一下子就开始尊重他的品格
So I mind his character.
就想了，一辈子由他管理就好。
I thought maybe he can just manage my life for the rest of my life.
所以我们90年十二月份就结婚了。
So we got married in 1990.
后来神给我们很大的恩典。
God gave us a lot of grace.
他93年给我们恩年，恩年请上来。
And 1993, he gave us 恩年。
94年给我们凯欣。
And 94, 凯欣。
Victoria。96年给我们心意 Esther。
96, Esther。
97年给我们丽贤。
97, 丽贤。
Louis。
Louis。
98年给我们慧熙。
And 1998.
Mary. 2000年给我们齐敏。
And year 2000 and 齐敏。
慧熙还在那边。
There's one back there.
2001年，有一个早上，我们家庭灵修的时候，我们看了以赛亚书54章。
In 2001, in one morning, we were just have a studying the Bible. We were reading Isaiah chapter 54.
我现在想请孩子们唱一首歌，是54章的第10节。
I will ask my children to sing a song. It's concerning Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10.
Okay.
山可以挪开，小山可以建议，但我慈爱的不离开你，我平安的约也不见你。山山可以挪开，小山可以建议，但我慈爱的不离开你，我平安的愿也不见你。这是怜惜你的耶和华说的。
Thank you. Though the mountains depart and the hills be removed, yet my love will not be removed from you, nor my covenant of peace be taken away, says the Lord who has mercy on you.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移，这是连续你的耶和华说的。
到了那个时候，我已经好多次都看过了这张经文。
At that time, I already read this verse many times.
但是那天这一章给我很深刻的影响。
But that day, this verse gave me a very deep impression.
特别是第五节和第十三节。
Especially verse 5 and verse 13.
第五节说，Your maker is your husband.
Verse 5 said, 因为造你的是你的丈夫。
Verse 13, All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be the peace of your children.
第十三节，你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女必大享平安。
那天下午，我的爱人出去了。后来他在外面的时候，我们收到了一个电话，一个朋友叫我们过去，告诉我们他在医院。
On that day, my husband went out, and later on, somebody called us that my husband is in the hospital.
当时我们不知道他出了什么事情。
At that time, we did not know what happened.
但是我心里还是跟以前通常祷告。
And I was just doing the same thing like before. I was praying.
以前老莫离开家的时候，我想念他。我就想了，哦，他是你的仆人，你要怎么样用他，你就怎么样用他，你要用他来爱别人，我也要不自私，我要参与这个爱。
At that time, I thought my husband is the servant of God. If you want to use him for travel way, it's fine. If you want to use him to love other people, I will just help him out.
有一个时候，我们刚刚结婚的时候，可能半年左右。我有一个亲戚不在家里，我要带一些朋友到一个新的地方去。
When we first got married, like 6 months after we married, I was not home. I need to take somebody else to somewhere.
那个星期回来的那天，就是Good Friday, 受难日。
At that day when I came back is 受难节。
本来我们就是会去教堂。但是我爱人刚好那天要上课。
We were gonna go to the church, but then my lover went to school. Lovely cousin.
我边骑自行车边想着，哎呀，分开一个星期又要分开，这个不好。
At that time, we already separated for 1 week. Now we still have to be separated. It's not good.
主就提醒了我，今天是什么日子呢？
And God reminded me, what is today?
他就提醒我，很多年前，我跟我的儿子也是分开了。
儿子。
神提醒了我。
Okay. At the time, he reminded me, God, he said, some years ago, my son and I was also separated. That was God saying.
那我想啊。是因为他不爱他的儿子而让他们分开吗？
I was thinking, was that because God does not love his son that they would need to be separated?
不是因为他不爱他的儿子，而是因为他爱我们。
Not that he doesn't love his son, but rather he loves us.
所以爱包括这方面，有时候要为了让更多的人参与这个爱，必须有两个人分开。
So love includes that because we need to love other people, so two persons may have to be separated.
所以那天，知道我的爱人在医院里面，我就告诉神，他是你的仆人，你要怎么样用他，你就怎么样用他。我跟他结婚是为了爱他，不是为了得什么，是为了帮助他。那么，随你的意。
So at that time, I know that my husband was in the hospital. I told God that he is your servant and I will just love him not because of my own selfish ambitions but rather if you want to use him for charity I will just follow and help him on that.
所以我们就上了车我就告诉孩子爸爸在医院他需要我们所以我们就去了。
So we got onto the car I just told my children father is in the hospital and we are going there now.
到了以后，我们就看到了一些朋友站在那儿。
And later on, we saw that there are some friends were standing around there.
下车，他们就告诉我们，老莫跟主在一起。
And after I got off the car, they told us that my husband already was with the Lord.
马上，神就提醒了我早上所看的那两句话。
And immediately God reminded of me of the verses I read that morning.
Your maker is your husband.
你的造你的是你的丈夫。
And all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be the peace of your children.
你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女必享大享平安。
这个话是真的。
And this is true word from God.
我们一年半多了就体会到了，无论什么事情，神是很实在的帮助。
In about a year and a half, that God has shown us His help towards us.
就提一个很具体的例子。I'll
give you a solid example.
有一段时间。 我好像每天心里觉得很着急，不知道怎么安排时间。
And there's a period of time I was very nervous. I didn't know how to plan my schedule.
后来神用了一节经文，让我知道一个真理，是约翰一书第二章第二十七节。
And God gave me a verse in 1 John chapter 2, verse 21.
27. 当时我是背中文的，所以我就可以随便的翻译英文。大概的意思就是， you've received an anointing from the Lord, and this anointing teaches you all things. This anointing is true.
It's said here.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。所以神就用这句话让我知道，他给我们智慧。有另外一个地方就是，哥林多前书第二章，第一章告诉我们，耶稣成了我们的智慧。
And we can know that God has given us wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it tells us that God has given us wisdom and become our wisdom.
所以发现这个道理以后，这个着急的感觉就不在。
After I find out this truth, then I would not be worried anymore.
我知道神正在给我带领。
I know that God is leading me.
要是我觉得不知道，我就要查他的话语，问他，他会告诉我们。
If I don't know, I can always study the word, and he will tell me.
他作为我的丈夫，又是这个带领的方面，又有供应的方面。
He become my husband, and he become my guidance and provider for me.
孩子们可以告诉你们很多很多的故事，神怎样供应我们的需要。
I can tell a lot more stories how God had provided for us.
所以我就想说，神真的是很实在的。
God is very true.
他真是我的力量。
He is my strength.
谢谢你们。
Thank you.